stage. I'm talking about Beaver Creek. I drove up. Like, I think I'm in the wrong place. So where are you staying? I said, I'm not really sure. He goes, nope, you're in the right place. Damn, okay. Can we stay here two nights?
Yeah.
No, we cannot. The people in Boulder said no. I called and said, can we cancel the gig? No. Joey Calderazzo on the piano. Eric Rivas is on the bass. Dreaded Eagles fan Justin Fartman on the drum. We got one. That's good enough. Who that, babe? Not us. Maybe next year. So, okay, we're going to start off with a song by our pianist, Joey Calderazzo. This song is called The Mighty Sword. Thank you. Preceded it was written by Keith Jarrett entitled Long As You're Living Yours. And now, the question, what did you do during the pandemic? The answer, binge on tunes from the 1930s for a year and a half. So this is one of them. The guy's name is Sammy Fain, written in 1931, When I Take My Sugar to Tea. Thank you. This is an old song. Does some of y'all remember that guy Clarence Williams III from the Mod Squad? Yeah. Oh, okay, well, yeah, he didn't write this. But the guy's name is Clarence Williams. He was around about 50 years before the third guy showed up. This is an old classic called Royal Garden Blues. In the Mod Squad, he starts playing the theme from Shaft. Shaft.
Thank you.
It's too fast. Being up here. I was like, wait a minute. Why am I dizzy? Oh, that's Renee. Crap. Okay, I'm just breathing. We'll get there. So we're gonna play this song that Joey just suggested. We were doing I don't have it, but I'll fake it. I'm good. So we were playing in Brazil, and we did a record with this marvelous singer, Kurt Ellen, and we did a Brazilian song, a very obscure Jobim tune. And when we got there, they said, so are you guys gonna play any bossa nova tonight? I said, well, of course not. I mean, you guys do a really damn good job of that. Why would you want us to mess it up? You know, so no. And they said, well, you should. You know, we like the way you play it. And it just every interview, by the fourth interview, I'm like, fine, we'll play one. And I said, can we find one that is not really well known? So no, not that. No, not that. I need to finish it. That's one of those ones you hear in the cocktail lounge, and I hate those songs. So there's this really cool song that there was a version on a fantastic record by Elis Regina and Jobim. And then there was a really sexy version with Frank Sinatra and Jobim. And on the Sinatra record, it's called If You Never Come to Me. In Portuguese, it is something passagem. Useless landscape is what it is, which is why they call it If You Never Come to Me. What the hell is that, useless landscape? But the more I started reading the lyrics, I realized it is about a guy who loves a girl who does not love him. And he keeps trying, and suddenly he realizes this is useless. Landscape. I need to go find some grass somewhere else because it's not happening. When you hear the song, it's really passionate, so you don't think it's that. So anyway, so this is the useless landscape. you. Not that last song, that was from the 50s, maybe the 60s. Okay, we're no longer in the 30s, we're now up in the 60s. Okay, this song is by Thelonious Monk. Yeah, entitled Tio.
I can't share that with you. I know. thanks for being here, guys. Really appreciate you. Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you. Thank you. Joey's got the razor. Oh, we just lost the property. You got the razor. Thank you. Thank you.